This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado legislators have pushed for a more holistic approach for young offenders. They want the youthful offender system to use evidence-informed treatment and life skills programming. The governor signed a bill last week that would require the Department of Corrections to report on how those programs are working. Some advocates say that accountability measures could help make sure these practices stick, even as state leadership changes. Denver City Council is set to vote tomorrow on a contract that would bring a controversial license plate surveillance system back to the state's largest city. Denverite's Paolo Shalsta has more.
After nearly a year of anti-surveillance pushback, Mayor Mike Johnston's administration canceled its contract with license plate surveillance company Flock Safety. Instead, the city opted for a smaller-scale contract with Axon, the company best known for creating the Taser. City officials framed Axon as a compromise between public safety and maintaining civil liberties. But while some residents testified they were convinced by Axon's additional safety guardrails, others argued that the technology cannot be trusted in anyone's hands. I'm Paolo Shalsada, Denverite.
A grand jury has indicted an insurance agent on charges of fraud. George Gonzalez of Denver was indicted Friday of 14 counts. Prosecutors say he diverted thousands of dollars of insurance premium payments instead of sending them to insurance companies. Gonzalez owns Amerimax Insurance, LLC, an insurance broker with locations in Aurora, Brighton, and Denver. According to the indictment, Gonzalez and Amerimax contracted directly with Pinnacle Assurance to sell workers' compensation insurance to businesses, but then diverted the money. This is CPR News.